Hey guys.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. We'll give it 3 minutes or so. That could be a good to describe.
I edited the notes. I scribed last week. Ingolf was scheduled, but I filled in for Ingolf, so I'm not sure if. Yeah, I think I did my turn. Yeah.
Ingolf, are you able to describe?
Yes.
Thank you.
I pasted in some community council notes also, Palamide, if you want to refresh.
Okay, let's get started. Pardon my voice, I'm recovering from a flu. Let's start with liaison updates. Maccabee?
Yeah, Community Council did meet this morning. They actually had a very efficient meeting. Sean Nicholson updated the group on the AWS costs subgroup. Things are proceeding the way they're supposed to. They seem to be good at keeping the monthly costs under the $30,000 mark that Community Council decided on. And there is still a separate subgroup led by Stephen from TAMU. That's working more strategically on figuring out actually what should be in the community AWS budget versus individual groups. That's ongoing. next, Stephen also passed on, I'm sorry, Sean also passed on a request from Lee Brzezinski that there's a group still working on getting better sample data into Folio, and that working group is requesting some community development contributions. You can see the full details in the CC notes, but essentially they're looking for two people who are willing to participate on two sprints to iterate on the tools that exist now in some form to anonymize individual institutions' data so that they can be used as sample data. And then finally, the membership subgroup charge that I shared with technical council a couple meetings back, it got, it was there weren't it wasn't controversial. Everybody was fine with it. Most of the discussion was just about the name of the group, which is kind of funny. So that was approved. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Maccabee. Christy?
Hi. So the PC announced that they endorsed the data import for Linked Data Editor, which we know as Mod Linked Data Import, which was approved earlier. The majority of the meeting was actually spent discussing how to intervene earlier in the development process and engage with the appropriate stakeholders developers, product owners, subject matter experts for proposed new functionality. They undertook an exercise of reviewing umbrella leave for features that are coming up that might need product council review and haven't gone through the process yet. So they really did this as an exercise to think about whether or not this is a strategy for funneling, making sure that new functionality gets funneled into their process at the appropriate time, so that we don't have modules, for instance, coming to the TC for evaluation before they've gone through the endorsement process with PC. I included the links to the Umbrella Leaf dashboard that the PC is using. I thought that might be interesting to see. They're really focusing on work items that are in, or not work items, but what is that level? UX prods that are in, analysis complete, closed, open, those types of statuses. And they're being evaluated, they're using the PC values document to evaluate the functionality on that list. They're also going to reach out to Six. I think that this is of interest to us because, as we've seen operationally, there's a little bit of breakdown in how things move through the process and what needs PC endorsement and what doesn't, and how do we look at a very practical request to review a back-end module without understanding whether it needs PC endorsement or not. We want to support that process. I do think that a lot of clarity is going to be required in this, and I feel very uncomfortable that we have a clear that everybody's on the same page and has a clear understanding. But I also recognize that this is a process and we have to, let the process go. So I'll keep providing updates on how the process of the PC evaluating their own process is going. And I would really be interested in, because I'm one of the newer members of this group, better understanding the questions and the concerns here, and any feedback that we can provide at a very practical and, tangible level to ask the PC to consider, so that our processes align in ways that are, easily understood and comprehensible across the councils. I would really appreciate that from this group. So maybe it's a conversation that we need to have, or maybe there are documents out there that I'm not aware of that you all can point me to.
McAbee?
Yeah, thank you so much, Christy, for that update. It's really interesting to hear and positive, but also really fascinating to hear PC going in that direction. The request that, the process that we agreed with them on a couple of years ago is that we added that item to our module evaluation process to make sure that they had a chance to review the functionality in the module first. So that we weren't approving something and it was included in a flower release, right, before they had a chance to review it. And then we ran into this difficulty a couple months back where there was a module that they didn't review because they deemed it not to include any significant fu new functionality. And that's fine, but how are we supposed to know that? Because we're not the ones who review the functionality. And so, yes, there's that disconnect where we review modules and they review functionality, but the request that we had for them a couple months ago was to bridge that gap and let us know if a module has no functionality that needs our review. That's fine, but we're not the judges of that. So we can't guess. We can't be the ones to guess if PC will care or not care about the functionality in a new module. And it sounds like from your update that now PC is trying to take a very proactive, reviewing things that aren't even coming to them at all, scope, which is great, and that will help them be more aware of things, and I guess will help PC figure out which things they should care about and which functionality they do want to review, which is fantastic. I think the gap there will still be PC identifying the things that they don't need to review that will still come to us as new modules, but that don't have any new functionality that they consider important. So I think it doesn't solve the need that we had a couple months ago, but it's a great first step for them to figure out what they want to review or not.
I agree that it doesn't solve that problem. And I've been, so I'm included in the planning meetings as well as the actual PC meetings themselves. And I have been reminding them at a regular clip through these discussions that we are very interested in that connection and knowing whether or not. We're bypassing, we don't want to step on any toes, right? So it needs to be explicit that yes, this is something that is okay to be evaluated and included. And I think that I think that they are aware of that. But I also think that there is still not a good grasp. I think that there's still an interest in having I don't know how to phrase it, a better, more objective rather than subjective way of understanding what needs evaluation and what doesn't need evaluation. And just understanding the entire process from SIG discussion to development to evaluation, and they're trying to understand where in that process the PC process fits in. And then once they better understand that, I'm hoping that it'll be easier for us to tackle the connection points between all of that, and I do think that this is a connection point. So thank you for that feedback, Mackety, and anybody else who has any feedback that they would like me to understand so I can better represent our interests as a council. I would appreciate, and I will keep coming back with these reviews because I do think that this is going to take up a significant amount of PC time in the near future.
Thank you, Maccabee. Thank you, Christy. Maccabee, do you have your hands up again?
I just wanted to add one final point on that.
Go ahead.
Apologies that it was essentially PC's request why we added that criteria to our process. If for whatever reason it's not what they want us to do, we can drop that criteria and they can come up with a different way of making sure that that models meet their criteria. But it's not something we added to annoy them. It was something we added to try to support their goals at the time.
Christy?
I don't think that anyone, and I'm sorry if I implied this, I don't think that anyone thinks that it was added to annoy them. I do think that everybody's trying to do the best that they can with, the small things that are within there. Control. What I would like to actually probe on a little bit more, and maybe this is something for a future meeting. I don't want to take up too much time, but it has been my assumption that we don't want to be evaluating things that haven't gone through evaluating modules to be included in the official flower releases that aren't endorsed as, a part of the folio packaged product. And if we don't, include, yes, this thing has gone through this process with the SIGs and then the PC, before it reached the TC for evaluation, is that just not something that we're concerned with? That any module that somebody puts forward to the T, we as a council outside it would be okay with evaluating any module and approving it for inclusion in a flower release, and bypassing this altogether if that was the decision of the product council?
Maccabee, do you want to respond, or else I'll say something?
No, you can go ahead, Alumni.
From what I heard Maccabee say, if we take out that approval point from the PC, that it could be replaced by something else. So we will still want that touch point from the PC. I don't think we want to spin our wheels on modules that the PC might come around and say, this doesn't align, or we are not aware. Doing those evaluations are expensive. So I would think we want to have alignment with I guess just the PC on what we are evaluating. Wayne?
Yeah, I would think that also we don't want to offer an end around for for the process of evaluating functionality. That I don't think anyone would intentionally do that, but it's best to have the best to have our roles clear, and evaluating functionality is not our role.
Thank you, Wade. Todd?
Yeah, I think there's a couple interesting things coming up here. One is the the gap between the need for how the PC is trying to move ahead with understanding what's re what needs to be reviewed and trying to get into the development process at a point where a review is useful. And then the gap between that and what the TC needs. And it would be, I think it would be really useful to have that reflected in the notes. I know we don't do have Zoom transcribe these meetings, but I think this is one thing, this is one area where if a couple of people who've made some comments could put their comments in the notes, that would be really helpful as a kind of place we can check back to really define what that gap is. The other thing is I think part of what the PC is struggling with is also something that the TC has struggled with at times, which is how do you get into the development conversation early enough to have some effect on what's being developed. In the case of the PC, in the case of the PC, it might be, confirming that this is the right functionality. I mean, in many ways, the SIGs are already confirming that's the right functionality, but the PC has a kind of might have the higher level view. Like, does this fit with everything else? One of the things that came up in the discussions was searching is implemented differently all across Folio, and that's really confusing for users. The horse is out of the barn now. How do we re how is there a way to corral that? Which is not so dissimilar from the TC's struggle in previous years, or concern in previous years about if there's a solution coming that have if there's a solution being provided in a module that has effects or intersects with the architecture in some way, it'd be nice to be in early enough. Thank you, Wayne. Yeah, but anyhow, I see it as a kind of parallel problem a problem that's parallel to something that the TC has struggled with, trying to get information or get a conversation going early enough in the process so that we can have some influence if needed. Anyhow, I've nattered on long enough.
No worries, Todd. I wanted to mention that there should be a transcription for the Zoom meetings. It should be in the location where you can get the recording. The usually a transcription is there.
Great.
Any other comments on this?
I just want to like wrap this up by saying thanks to everyone for your comments. I have taken some rough notes myself, but I would appreciate, you know, some of these bullet points being added to the meeting minutes under this heading, so I can use them as a touchstone. Yeah, no, thanks everyone.
Thank you. RMS, Jen is not here. Anyone attended the RMS group meeting?
I attended last week, and here there was planned a discussion on the umbrella leave timeline, but it was postponed yet again 1 month. I asked the reason for this, the planning of umbrella leave being postponed. Is right now the development teams are working on Sunflower CSPs, and also Kalila was apparently working on the scope of the umbrella leave. I asked Oleksiy Petrenko if we could expect umbrella leave release this year, and he said he was not sure. Then I said to him that we have customers waiting for new work coming out with umbrella leave. And if there is no umbrella leave, then functionality like that might then be included in Trillium service patches. So we kind of have already started the process on incremental releases. But I'd say this should be kind of decided in a real manner and not just, you know, almost small talk like.
Thank you for that insight, Charlotte. Any comments on that? Security team?
I don't see Julian on the call, so I'll chime in here. Yeah, nothing that needs to be discussed here, I don't think. It's just business as usual on the security
Okay. Don't go on mute yet, Eureka
team.
early adopters.
Well, I see Wayne's hand
Oh,
just shot
Wayne, go
up.
ahead,
Go ahead,
Wayne.
Wayne.
So I just wanted to, sorry, to circle back to the conversation about what is appropriate to fit into a CSP. In the past, we have this is now I'm talking sort of on a technical level with respect to semantic versioning. In the past, we have at least as much as possible tried to avoid minor version upgrades of code in a CSP, tried to limit ourselves to patch level changes only. I think that that has, you know, wobbled a bit and perhaps is wobbling even more. But I just wanted to sort of put it out there that, you know, if there are minor version upgrades that are part of CSPs that creates a little bit more risk, I think, for operators. Because you may have unexpected regressions with respect to backwards compatibility. Where, maybe there actually should have been a major version upgrade. And then, of course, you're talking about something that should definitely be out of the scope of the CSP. So I just wanted to kind of, I don't know that there's anything to say about it. I don't know that we have direct, do we have direct representation? I guess we do through Jen have direct representation on the RMS group. But that's just from an operator's perspective. Something that I'd just like to flag.
Thank you, Wayne. Charlotte, you want to say go ahead.
Yeah, so I agree, and I think we should have a definition on these incremental releases. How are they supposed to be, and what is the requirements? And a part of that discussion, I really think, lives under the hood of the TC.
Thank you, Charlotte. Any other comments there? AWS Cost Review Group.
Did we skip over the
Oh,
Eureka?
earlier that's right. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have much of an update. Shelley, Wayne, anyone else have anything to say here?
I mean, from our perspective, I don't think we have a big update. My understanding is that the Eureka development team is working on things that, would be blockers for us, and so we appreciate that. Of course, things don't happen, in a second just because you need them to happen. So I don't think there's
Yeah,
any problem there.
the work is defined. It'll be started next sprint, I believe.
Yeah.
So it took us a little bit to nail down some of the implementation details, but I think that's been sorted out and we have a plan and now we just need to execute on it.
I just want to comment and say thank you to the development team and the architects involved there. They met with Index Data and with GBV to help to try and understand what our requirements were for multi-tenancy and running multiple versions of things in the same environment. And it was really helpful to be able to get those requirements out on the table.
Sure, no
MacRae?
problem. Go ahead, MacRae.
Yeah, I'm just curious, Craig, and not to start a discussion here, but what's the one line summary on EBSCO's customers? Are they all on Eureka now, or all the existing pre-Eureka customers upgraded, or what's the
It's
status?
still in progress. I don't have a number for like a percentage of how many customers are on Eureka, but many of them are. It's not 100%. So I'd say probably more than 50%, so somewhere between 50 and 100. I can
No, that's
try to
cool.
get that n those numbers for next time we next update.
Just context. Thanks, Craig.
All right. AWS Cost Review Group.
Yeah, so I think Maccabee covered this already because Sean gave the same update I'm about to give in the community council meeting. So I don't know that I have anything to add other than just to make it clear that the budget does not encompass the bug fest. The bug fest would add, I believe, roughly another 30% to the budget if the community were to cover the cost of the bug fest themselves, instead of having EBSCO cover that. So that's still a very generous in-kind contribution from EBSCO in terms of AWS costs. The non-rancher costs represent roughly a third of the monthly budget, but they are, I think, likely to go down significantly as we are moving from Jenkins-based workflows into GitHub Actions workflows. The largest chunk of the cost, monthly cost, is actually Jenkins work, which is there for managing workflows on code repositories. I mean, that's the main thing that Jenkins does. And so as we move away from that and are able to scale down and hopefully eventually retire that Jenkins instance, that will take a lot of the cost away as well. If there are any questions, I'm happy to see if I can help.
Thank you, Wayne. It's timely because I was looking for a lot of the information you just said. There was a Folio Chairs meeting last month or so, and the summary was that we have about 2 years of funding left. I think, with the annually or monthly contributions and our spend, it would take us 2 years to, run that out. And I suggested that Jenkins is probably, costing some amount, but I wasn't sure how much of the total that was. I believe you said it's a third.
No, Jenkins
Oh.
is about a fifth, so it's
A fifth, okay.
$6,000 of the 30,000, $6,500 of the 30,000. So that's real money, right? That's 20%. So.
I was going to approach the group to see if it's worth flagging the GitHub migration, as a cost saver, together with some other initiatives. So, but thank you for the info. All right, any other comments? Upcoming meetings, TC meeting today. On Wednesday, we want to continue the conversation about the existing module evaluation. If you remember our last meeting also, I got feedback from everyone, and that will allow us to frame the discussion on Wednesday. There is the developer survey questions, and I might be skipping ahead a bit, but depending on how that goes, maybe we can fit it into a Monday and not need to, do a dedicated Wednesday if possible. So I still have this as TBD right now, but that could change once I circle back with Christy. On the TCR board, ModeskNet is part of the existing module evaluation. So let's skip that. And then UI inventory import. So we had some churn of back and forth with this, I believe. There was a concern that it was moved to a wrong status too early. I forget now.
It's all fine, and we have worked with Shelley, so I actually wonder if it isn't back in TC review.
You're saying it should be in under evaluation.
Yeah, but Shelley would know. I don't know if Shelley is still here.
Well, I don't exactly know at which point we go from submitted to start evaluation. I guess is that I guess hold on, I'm a little bit confused. I feel I created a PR and I did an evaluation, so and then I did another evaluation, so I guess maybe we're already under evaluation. And the latest update for that is our TC eval module eval tool is broken or something. The last I was having some issues with finding the licenses for the dependencies and peer dependencies using that tool. There's some stuff that's I don't know. I guess should I make the PR is currently in draft. Should I undraft it and then allow people to comment on it? I don't know. I'm not sure how this process goes. I'm new.
I'll circle with you on the process and move this ticket to the correct state. I made a change recently to that tool, so it's probably my fault it's broken, so I'll check that out
Okay.
as well. But yeah, I'll circle with you and get this Jira set up correctly after everything.
Okay.
Thank you, Shelley.
I created a GitHub issue in that repo for the tool
Okay.
with the issue that I was having. So you could take a look at that.
Gotcha. Thank you. And thank you, Charlotte. Any other comments?
Oh, only that there's some deadline associated with this one so that they could make the Trillium release or something. Charlotte, do you know what that is?
I believe it is March 28,
Okay.
according to Oleksiy Petrenko's Trillium timeline.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's the 27th.
27, oh, sorry.
Yep, Friday the 27th.
Right, Craig.
Yeah, just so I'm aware that Stripes Force is going to be bringing something to the TCR board soon. Actually, I think there's a draft issued TCR 65 already. It's not ready for the evaluation to start yet, but since we're approaching that deadline, as we just mentioned, I thought it would be worthwhile to raise awareness of it and maybe get an evaluator lined up so that once the team is ready with their self-evaluation and so forth, we can sort of hit the ground running. And this is for Module Federation, or as we once just discussed it before, used to be called like the app-specific UI bundle work. I know we discussed that briefly in the context of Eureka a while back.
And the deadline is the 27th, I think. Yeah, we give 3 weeks or so. All right, let's go through the
It's
motions.
going to be really tight no matter what. But if we can identify, like if we can do things to help give us a chance of making that deadline, then we should, right? And if that means not waiting until the thing is ready to go before we determine, oh, well, are there any volunteers? Who's next in the line and all that stuff? If we can sort out that beforehand, I think that'd be helpful. It might buy us, a day, if that, but it's better than nothing.
Wayne?
Yeah, I was wondering, I mean, Craig, do you feel that there are going to be architectural changes here that might, I mean, recognizing that the timeline will make the RFC process impossible ahead of time, would it still be valuable to document any architectural changes through an RFC process or yeah, I guess that's just my question.
Yeah, I don't know. The RFC process is really heavyweight, and obviously it's too
I
late for that
know.
now,
Yeah, it's
right?
way too late.
In terms of documentation, I believe they do have tasks in their backlog to better document this stuff. So that would be part of the deliverable, I suppose, right? And it's also worth noting that this is will sort of be an opt-in thing. So both the legacy way of building Stripes bundles, monolithic Stripes bundles, would still be available, and this would also be an option as well going forward. So it's not like a hard cut over breaking change situation. It's a you can adopt it, you can choose to be an early adopter of this or not sort of situation.
Wayne, did you have your hands up again?
Yeah, I just wanted to confirm. So you're saying, Craig, that there's not going this right because the timeline gets really tough, right? So like you're not saying that that UI development teams will have to make changes to support this change as part of Trillium.
I believe that's the case. Yeah, the no changes for the module developers. There would be impact on, say, operation side if you want to use this
Sure.
approach. That's it. Yep.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Do we have volunteers for upcoming UI module evaluation or just an evaluation, really? Not sure if it's a module.
Yeah, the component in this case is something new called Stripe's Hub. And it's sort of the container that loads and then does some API querying to see what else it needs to load dynamically.
Any takers?
Well, I would be interested, but I'm still pretty new to this process, so I think I would like to work with someone on it.
I can work with you, Wayne, if you want.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
McAfee?
Yeah, and I just wanted to remind folks that we do have like the round robin assignment of the module reviews. What Alameda is asking is like, does anyone have a particular interest in it, right? And otherwise, we go to the round robin. So no one should feel obligated.
As an operator, I have a particular interest, and I imagine Shelley is curious as
Yeah,
well.
all good.
Okay. Maybe according to the round robin, who was the last one? Do you remember?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
All right. Okay. So we have Wayne and Shelley. Thank you for volunteering. I think, Shelley, you are probably on evaluation number three now, so we appreciate the work. Yes, Kevin.
Yeah, I was about to say that. I think Shelley was one of the last ones that went. So thank you.
Yes, okay. Existing module evaluation, as I mentioned at the upcoming meetings, so we will have a dedicated discussion for that going forward. For the developer focus conference, Christy volunteered to help synthesize our last discussion and revise the survey questions. I just got back from vacation, so I've not been able to take a look at them, but that too could be a dedicated discussion or maybe half a Monday meeting just to keep the meeting loads light. So be on the lookout for that. Any comments so far or questions? All right. We don't have subgroups. I'm not aware of any RFCs, nor any decision logs we need to act on. The last item is Umbrella Leaf, and we need to know the schedule. And from what Charlotte is saying, that seems to be up in the air still. Does anyone have any more context for Umbrella Leaf? Yes, Wayne.
I guess I just want to note that if the Umbrella Leaf release is pushed out too far, then it begins to have implications for support of Trillium in terms of, and so, that's just a piece of information that people might want to look at in the RMS group is, can we still effectively support Trillium from a security perspective, if Umbrella Leaf is pushed too far out.
Thank you, Wayne. Any comments? Any other things we should discuss?
So that comment from Wayne should be captured in the meeting notes. So let Jen, who is the RMS group, the TC's representative in the RMS group, can bring it forward.
Thank you, Charlotte.
I'm not sure if I understood this. Can you repeat this, Charlotte? Where
So
should that be captured, and on what
So,
item?
under the official supported technologies, Umbrella Leaf, and then the RMS group is to discuss it. In a month from so in the beginning of April, and if the Umbrella Leaf release is pushed, either is not happening in
This year.
2026. It will cause security an issue for that the tools there will be security issues with the current approved tools.
Okay.
And the RMS group needs to know that.
Right. I mean, essentially, the RMS group should look at the Trillium officially supported technologies and the dates around them. Around that, as part of the context for understanding when it begins to be a problem if Umbrella Leaf is not released. Because we don't have software that we can support.
And what was Jen's role? Who mentioned Jen?
Jen is
She's in.
our representative on the RMS group.
Okay.
Which does the timing of releases,
And Jen is not
among
here
other
at the
things.
meeting, so just so she is fully informed.
Got it.
Thank you, everyone. Anything else before we get off? Going once. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, guys.